So you co-founded the Kona School. How is that different from Miros Academy, which is a new image, a new brand?
Well, we knew that after OneSpark and meeting with so many parents that were interested in our learning model, that we wanted to take the emphasis off of the skating. Skating and surfing and action sports is certainly a part of the eight elements that make the school so innovative and unique. But we wanted to choose a name and a brand that put the focus on all of the eight elements of the school.
And Miros is a Greek word. It means a part of the whole. And so how does that reflect your mission and what you're doing at Miros Academy?
Well, every student is a part of the whole learning community. And so we want to focus on every individual student, but we're also focused on the learning needs of that entire community. Also, each innovative aspect of Miros Academy is crucial to what we're doing, to creating this environment. And so those eight elements are crucial. Each one is important, but together, that's where there's so much opportunity for unique growth. A lot of schools are doing innovative things, but to get those innovative things to work like gears in a watch so that they work systematically to help students grow and develop, that's what we're after.
You were a top vote getter at the OneSpark Crowdfunding Festival. What is it about the way you approach your students' curriculum that is generating so much positive attention? What specific, if you could, give me some specific examples. If a parent's listening right now and they're considering your school, what's different about it than what they would get in another private school or their neighborhood public school?
I think one of the things that's so unique is there's an emphasis on enterprise and entrepreneurship. And right now in our nation, there's a huge need for innovation. A recent statistic that I read is that all net new job growth in the last 5 years has come directly from startups. And so that statistic, coupled with what senior executives are saying in businesses, not only in the United States, but all across the world, and what they're saying is the number one thing that's important for their company to be successful is to find innovative, creative problem solvers. Mm-hmm. And so our school is really focused on not trying to get students to conform to one set or to fit into a box. We want to find creative kids that are risk takers, that are adventurous, and we want to design a learning system so that those kids can really thrive and meet their full potential.
So you're going to be at the next OneSpark Festival, and you're looking for funding for the 2015 school year. What's on the agenda for you for the next school year and beyond?
Well, right now we are focused exclusively on raising funds. Melissa, we need a champion. We need somebody to recognize that not only does the world need creative, innovative thinkers, but Jacksonville needs a pipeline of these middle and high school folks to be able to join this startup community. And Jacksonville is doing so much. There was a story in the paper today about how Jacksonville is, what, number three in technology?
Yeah.
And so, your
timing's right.
We're excited about that. We look at what's happened with OneSpark. We look at with different startup incubators like Kin that are doing such great things. And what we want to do is to create a pipeline so that these middle and high school kids can not only be college ready, but can be career ready, can be startup ready, can be entrepreneur ready when they're out of high school.
And so you need funding, you need support. The website is mirosacademy.com. You're really working to get the word out.
We think that we've got something that we know we have something that parents like. That was clear from OneSpark last year. The more people that we're able to sit down with and really explain what the school is about and what our learning model is, the more excitement that we generate. And so we just want to keep pushing that and certainly appreciate the opportunity to be here with you this morning.
We'll have more about Miros Academy on our website later today. James Smith, Executive Director, best of luck. Keep us posted on your progress and have a great holiday.
Thanks. You too, Melissa.